Check one, two.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Hello. Welcome to the Farmingdale Public Library, and today for your musical entertainment, we have Bennett Harris and Gary Brooks. They're going to be playing some acoustic blues music for you, and we hope you enjoy it.
We are prepared to make sound adjustments as we go along if the volume is not appropriate.
Just a whining boy, don't deny my name. I'm a whining boy, don't deny my name. I pick it up and shake it like Stephen James. Whining boy, don't deny my name. Mama, 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 take a look at Sue. Mama, mama, hey, take a look at Sue. Take a look at sis. She's out there on the liver doing that little twist. Whining boy, don't deny my name.
Sound out there. Can you hear everything okay? Need any adjustments? adjustments?
Good.
Okay, very good. So we have mostly a lot of old-timey kind of acoustic blues music for you this afternoon. Most of these things are sort of pre-World War II blues style, although not exactly everything. But that is the style. Culture was around the Mississippi River that led to the blues music. One of the most famous acoustic blues players of all time who played the Mississippi Delta style was Robert Johnson, and he died under mysterious circumstances in 1938, but he did record about two albums worth of material. When CDs came out into the world, they released a box set of everything Robert Johnson ever recorded, and that became a big hit on the music charts about 60 years after Robert Johnson's death, which speaks to the idea of having patience in the music industry. is one of his tunes. Me and the Devil Blues. This finger picking style from another guitar player whose name was Ian Buchanan a long time ago in Forest Hills, Queens. And Ian Buchanan had learned that same finger picking style from Reverend Gary Davis, who was one of the originators. Reverend Gary Davis came from the Carolinas, and he and his wife came up to New York, I think, in the 1940s. And he was a blues and blues gospel singer. His wife worked as a maid. He sang on the streets in Harlem and the Bronx. And Peter, Paul, and Mary played one of his songs, made a record out of it, and Reverend Gary Davis made a bunch of money and bought himself a house in Jamaica, Queens. And he set up to give lessons to a lot of young kids who wanted to learn the finger-picking style. So Ian Buchanan learned from him, and so I can claim a direct sort of line of succession back to Gary Davis. And Ian Buchanan taught Yorma Calkin in this style, and that became Hot Tuna, which I heard on the radio in 1970. And that's where a lot of this stuff comes from. This is an old traditional tune that Gary Davis did called Candyman. Well, as I said a minute ago, that's a Reverend Gary Davis style tune, and the reason that I'm aware of that is because there was and still is a group called Hot Tuna playing a lot of old acoustic style music. And they got played on the radio when I was a teenager. And the guitar player in that group is named Yorm McCalkinen, and he wrote this song, which appeared on a Jefferson Airplane record in 1967. By the way, this is Gary Brooks playing the bass. My name is Benny Harris, so happy to be here today. We have some cards, some business cards up front. When the show is over, please take a business card. It's got the website listed on it. You can follow the schedule. And we have CDs that we're not allowed to sell you because it's not for profit.
Do nothing but pull my body out, do you?
can't sleep and I can't eat a thing. That woman I love has driven me to drink. I'm deep in a hole somebody else has dug. I'm deep in a hole somebody else has dug. And I'm sick and tired of trying to find that jug. Look out, step up with that boogie wave.
As opposed to the gin joints and low bars and dives we typically play in. In a place like this, the only people who are drunk are the band, so that's nice. But, you know, we play in these bars and you do tend to encounter drunk people, which is, you know, a good place for your drinking, but some strange things happen sometimes. You get strange reactions from people. One night, I played that last song in a bar, and there's that line, I'm deep in a hole somebody else has dug. And we finished the tune, and a very enthusiastic but very drunk man came up and said, who's dug?
I can't make those things up.
Okay. So, the winter before last, I traveled to Memphis as a representative for the Downstate New York Blues Association, which sadly doesn't exist anymore, but I went as a representative for that association to compete in the International Blues Competition that they have in Memphis every year in February. Blues associations from all across the country select people to go and compete, and the acoustic category and the band category, and actually there's a self-produced CD category also this year. This CD, which I can't sell to you, is represented in the Long Island Blues Society in the best self-produced CD category. Anyway, I went to Memphis, and it was a sort of strange experience. Memphis at one time had been a real hotbed of activity for blues music, and it was a thriving commercial center, and it's kind of run down now and beat looking, and there's just Beale Street is where all the action is, but if you go a little bit off that main street, it's all kind of deteriorated and sad looking. I didn't win any prize either, although I did eat some good ribs there and drink some beer, and the Mississippi River looked pretty good, and I came home and wrote this song about the experience called The New Memphis Blues. Inside my head, a cold wind drives the snow across the Mississippi, and everybody in this town is dead. Folks here must have amnesia, and everybody in this this town is dead.
Come on, Sally, Jimmy John and Sue, dancing on the public square. Have a party and sing the blues. Don't you know whose ghosts are walking here? Statue of a man in hooded night clothes, and everybody in this town is there. Family in this land.
Now we'd like to play a really sad song. Oh, just kidding.
This here is an old National steel guitar. Probably from the late 1930s. They made these guitars out of metal, and the special thing about them was they were made in the era before electric guitars. A couple of brothers from Czechoslovakia who came to the United States who were instrument builders, and they decided to build a speaker right in the belly of the guitar so it could be heard in a combo situation with other instruments. And they made these guitars out of metal, which was cheap at the time. They just knocked them out in the factory. And they continued to make these guitars for, oh, I don't know, maybe like 15 or 20 years until World War II arose and they needed the metal for the war effort. So these guitars are now collector's items. That's nice and loud, right? You can hear it. Son team. They took a big old tape recorder down south and visited the rural areas where this was just a form of folk music, and if it hadn't been for them and some other people collecting these tunes and than having them preserved in the Library of Congress. A lot of this heritage would not be with us today. It would have been lost. And so some of these field recordings, well, they're available on CD. And there was a fellow named Willie Brown who was recorded in informal circumstances. He wrote this tune called Ragged and Dirty, which I like very much, and I learned it from that field recording record. At the beginning of the song, Willie Brown says, I'm getting older every day. Thank you.
around now. My trouble has just begun. Rolling down the track. On the street train. Rolling.
Well, we got a couple more tunes. I'd like to thank you all for being a fine audience here today. The Farmingdale Public Library. We have a mailing list. Please sign on the mailing list if you'd like to come see us. And want postcards in advance letting you know when we'll be in your area. Or you can take a card and keep your eye on the website, which has my schedule. Some folks here know who John Raitt was, a Broadway singer. He had a famous daughter who's still alive and famous and well and kicking, and her name is Bonnie Raitt. And when Bonnie Raitt first started to play professionally, she was playing mostly acoustic blues music in a similar style to what we're presenting here today. And she got to meet some of those greats of the Mississippi Delta era who are now long gone. One of those people was a man named Mississippi Fred McDowell, and she did this song that he wrote called Kokomo. Since today you said goodbye.
we're going to leave you with one last tune, which requires a little bit of work on your part, because I've been up here for, better than an hour right now, singing every song, and I think maybe it's time for a little audience sing along. Don't get nervous. It's no, like, sitting around a campfire kumbaya kind of goopy thing. It's a little blues therapy, actually. They say, if you're down on your luck, if things aren't going quite the way you want in your life, you go see the gypsy woman, and she makes up the mojo charm for you. Mojo charm made out of the John the Conqueror root. John the Conqueror root. Very secret ingredients. They put that in a little pouch. And you carry that around, specifically intended to increase your sexual prowess. I know a lot of you studly guys out there don't need any help or anything, but play along. And we have no mojo charms to give out or sell tonight, this afternoon, but they say if you sing along when the chorus comes around, singing about the mojo, that a little bit of that vicarious mojo charm rubs off on you. So maybe you have a date or something afterwards, you can put it to good use. It's a limited time warranty. You may be asking yourselves, how do I know when I'm going to have to sing? Follow the bouncing Gary. He sings, you sing. So in the interest of life is short, baby, and I'm here now. Got my mojo working, baby, it just don't work on you. Got my mojo working, baby, it just don't work on you. But I love you so bad, on the bass. My name is Bennett Harris. Thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.